There's about four or five. Obviously, there's teams down there. The Crews that were already relegated, Colchester's seem to be gone as well. But there's four or five pushing for them safety spots, and we've just got to make sure we're one of them.
Oldham, any special thoughts or memories about Oldham?
No, nothing. Just obviously around the corner, Greater Manchester for myself, and I'll know a few people in the away end. But come Saturday, it's just another team we've got to beat.
When you say round the corner, how far away from you was that?
Probably about 15 minutes. So a few of my family friends have been asking for tickets and stuff, so adds a little spice to it. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Where did you grow up?
I'm in Hyde. I live in Hyde, and Oldham's always been a club round the corner for me, but I've never seemed to ever appear there. But it's just another game.
Did they ever take any interest in you during your early days as you were developing?
No, like I said, nothing's ever been of Oldham, and like I said, it's just another game Saturday. No, nothing towards me.
Personally, of course, nothing to you, but if you look at the league table, then clearly this is huge, isn't it? Because of their league position in relation to yours.
Yeah, obviously, but it's not just Oldham. Obviously, there's five games or four games after that we've also got to concentrate on, and Saturday's just another one where we've just got to make sure we get 3 points.
How have you found it since coming back from injury?
Yeah, been fine. Obviously, it's nice to get two good results as well. Obviously, disappointing not to take the win against Southend, but I felt pleased myself and pleased with the results.
It's like a good balance to the side at the minute as well, isn't it, with Skugel and the way you've been playing with Burns and the pace, and then you've got Bobby Grant scoring as well. It looks a nice balance, and you've got plenty in reserve as well.
Pondy came back with myself. We just dominated the game, and like you said, with Skugs, his energy in front of us, and mine, Jimmy and Eggy's energy in the midfield, it's just bound to create chances for them to up front, and good job they've been scoring for us as well.
And what about yourself? Time to chip in with a couple of goals?
That don't really faze me at all. Obviously, I'd like to chip in my goal, but I've got other duties on the pitch that people need to realise, and goals are a minus. That's what the strikers do, and if I can chip in with one, then that'll be great.
Well, you're working very hard in that engine room, aren't you? See, I mean, there's loads of other facets to your game,
yeah,
not just goals.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Obviously, it'd be nice to score. Obviously, it's probably one of the best things you can do on the pitch, but for our jobs in that midfield, we've got to make sure that goals are kept out the other end, and that's more vital than a goal to myself.
The final one for me. Bobby said after scoring that great goal last week that he feels confident you can stay up. How do you feel?
Yeah, obviously, I felt like that all season, and I feel like the position we're in is not warranted. As you can see with other managers, what they say about our team after games, we're not warranted to be where we are, but it's happened, and we've just got to make sure we get ourselves out of it.